Welcome to Press Any Button. I'm Eric.
And I'm Nikki.
And today we're talking about Roller Coaster Tycoon, the series.
Yes.
Not just the game.
Yeah, the whole series.
Roller Coaster Tycoon is a series of simulation video games about building and managing an amusement park. Each game in the series challenges players with open-ended amusement park management and development and allows players to construct and customize their own unique roller coasters and other thrill rides.
Ooh.
Is that about sum it up?
That exactly sums it up.
All right, let's get started.
Let's get started. Eric, so if you want to get into this episode, it will be $14.
Oh, man.
Hand it over. That's the admission fee.
Those prices are out of control. I mean, I don't think I've sold anything in that game for $14. I don't think anyone would buy anything for $14.
You're not living your best life in the game then.
Did you manage to sell something for $14?
The name is called Roller Coaster Tycoon, not Roller Coaster Amateur Land. You know, like, you gotta get rich off this thing, baby.
Okay, so what did you charge $14 for?
We'll get to that later. I think I had my admission for like $20 or something.
Oh yeah, admission I had for $20 too.
Yeah. So, oh, suck it, Eric.
Well, it balances out, I feel, because like they also have to pay for all the rides.
Yeah.
Usually you go for an amusement park.
It's kind of like more like going to a fair than it is an amusement park.
Yeah.
Because like when you go to the fair, you have to like get tickets, and then each ride is like so many tickets. Or at least that's how it was when I was a kid anyway. I think now you might be able to get like a bracelet or something, you know, where you pay like $25 or something like that, and you can just ride like unlimited rides a fair.
I feel like every fair is different.
Yeah, true. All right, so Eric, you ready to get into the history of Roller Coaster Tycoon?
I'm pretty sure I already said I was, but yeah.
Okay, I don't need your sassy attitude.
Whatever.
So, Roller Coaster Tycoon, the original one, it actually came out in 1999. So, where were you in 1999?
You know, middle school, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I think we were, like, middle school, about to go into high school.
Yeah.
So, did you ever play this game back in the day?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had the game disc. I think it's buried over there in my stack of CDs somewhere.
Awesome. I want to do, like, a summary of all the games real quick, and then I'm going to come back and basically just tell the story of how the game came about.
Okay.
So we're going to obviously start with Roller Coaster Tycoon 1. Came out March 1999. Developed by Chris Sawyer. Published by Hasbro Interactive. We all know Hasbro. You know, they make a ton of toys. A lot of board games.
They do like Monopoly and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Just remember the name Chris Sawyer. He's a Scottish developer. And he worked on Roller Coaster Tycoon 1 and 2. And he was a consultant for the third one. I'm going to come back to his story later because he's kind of the one that started, you know, the game. But just remember his name. So then we got Roller Coaster Tycoon 2, which came out in 2002. It was published by Infogrames. I hope I'm saying that right. But pretty much Infogrames bought out Hasbro Interactive. And then Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 came out in 2004. Which was not developed by Chris Sawyer. This is the first one where he didn't develop it. A company called Frontier Developments did it instead. And it was published at that point by Atari.
Yeah. Okay.
We all know Atari. They're huge.
So they're releasing this game every couple years under different publishers.
Yeah, pretty much. These big publishers keep buying out the smaller ones. So, like, Infogrames bought out Hasbro, and then Atari bought out Infogrames. So, at this point, so you've got Roller Coaster 1, 2, and 3. Well, I guess not 1, but it's just the original. And then after that, you have the next one doesn't come out until 2016. So, it's like a big gap. So, you go from 2004 And then the next one is 2016.
Well, they did have some expansions for the third one, though.
Yeah,
right?
They had a ton of expansions and like some spinoff games, too. But like the next, I guess.
Oh, major entry.
Major one in like the franchise is called Roller Coaster Tycoon World. This is the one where it kind of goes to like a whole nother person is developing it. Chris Sawyer isn't on this one anymore. It's still released by Atari, but it's actually developed by Nizo Creations. But yeah, that one doesn't come out until 2016. So you got the original, 1999. You got two, 2002, three, and 2004. And then the next one, World, which is November 2016.
Okay, so
those are like the four major ones in the series.
I thought there was a Roller Coaster Tycoon 4.
So there is a Roller Coaster Tycoon 4, but it's for mobile. So it's not really one of like the major ones.
Oh, yeah. Mobile games don't count.
Yeah. I mean, I think they do count, but yeah, it's not one of the like major ones. This game actually has 9 different spin-off games, including Roller Coaster Tycoon 3D.
Wait, which one?
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Oh, just the series in general.
Yeah, has 9 different spinoffs. So there's including like Roller Coaster Tycoon 3D, Roller Coaster Tycoon Joyride, Roller Coaster Tycoon Adventures. I think there was like a puzzle one. So like the game is pretty popular. Like I think most people have at least heard of it, and it's been around at this point for like 20 years.
What were all these spinoff games? So, were they like console games or were they like computer games that were only like some of the features? I assume you looked all that info up.
I mean, if you look on their Wikipedia page, it actually has like a cool timeline of all the games.
So it was like after three, instead of doing a major entry, they're just doing like spinoff. Like,
yeah. And then there's like DLC like stuff, I guess, expansions or whatever too. So, yeah, you have all kinds of different spinoffs, different expansions. I think the, like, most current one is the Roller Coaster Tycoon Touch, which is their, like, mobile game for phones and I think on Facebook.
Yeah.
And, like, that's the one that they still release stuff for.
Gotcha.
All right. So, like I said, now that everyone's kind of got, like, a good summary of all the games, I want to go back to this Chris Sawyer guy because he's really the person that came up with the game. So in 1994, Chris first created a game inspired by Sid Meier's Railroad Tycoon. So that was like the first game, I think, the first like tycoon game. And his game was called Transport Tycoon. Transport Tycoon was basically like a business simulation game where players act as an entrepreneur and then you're in control of like a transport company.
Okay, so it was Transport Tycoon. That was his first game.
Yeah, his first game, Transport Tycoon. So like he's already in like the tycoon family, I guess, or series. He's already made a game in like that realm.
So it was based off of Railroad Tycoon, which was Sid Meier's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I'm guessing was basically the same thing, but you're doing railroad, basically running a railroad company or whatever. Yeah. So in 1994, he comes out with Transport Tycoon, which actually does pretty well. So like he pretty much immediately starts working on Transport Tycoon 2. But while he's doing that, he uses some of the money that he makes from Transport Tycoon, because it did well. And he's traveling like across the United States. He's traveling across Europe. And during this time,
So he's transporting himself.
Yes, he's transporting himself. And during this time when he's traveling all over the place, he develops a love for roller coasters. And I guess maybe he's going to amusement parks while he's traveling and stuff. But for whatever reason, like during this time, he really kind of like gets infatuated with roller coasters. And this is basically why Roller Coaster Tycoon happens. Slowly, Transport Tycoon 2 kind of shifts into Roller Coaster Tycoon. So Transport Tycoon 2 is sort of on the back burner at this point, and then like that's how Roller Coaster Tycoon 1 became about.
Okay, so he started to make another game, a sequel to Transport Tycoon, and he just like, oh, you know, what if I added some roller coasters?
Pretty much. But yeah, I just thought that was cool. Like, just during traveling, he found like a new roller coaster love, and then like that game transformed into something totally different. I mean, not totally different, you know, instead of running transport company, basically you're just running an amusement park company. So I guess it's not like too far off.
Yeah, he already had the management there. He just changed it from transportation to roller coasters.
Yeah, but I would say like roller coasters in a theme park sounds way more fun to operate than like a transportation company. Like,
it does, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so side note, just in case anyone was wondering, Transport Tycoon 2 did eventually get released in 2004. But it was pretty much after he created Roller Coaster Tycoon and Roller Coaster Tycoon 2. Then, like, he had more time to work on Transport Tycoon 2.
So he would finally come back to it.
Yeah. Overall, like, the game franchise has been pretty successful. Like I said, they're still releasing, like, updates for Roller Coaster Tycoon Touch, which is their mobile version of the game. The latest one was for this past Halloween, so October 2021, and it seems like from their website, like, that's kind of what they're putting most of their attention into right now, because like I haven't really seen anything else.
So Roller Coaster Tycoon Touch is their kind of their baby right now, and that's on Android, Apple,
and Facebook, I think. I mean, it's actually not that new. It came out in 2016. But I guess they, like, keep up with it and, like, constantly update it and everything like that.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, so, like, that's kind of a cool story, I think. Like,
yeah, transportation to roller coasters.
Yeah, transportation tycoon to roller coaster tycoon. It's kind of a tongue twister to say tycoon that many times. Tycoon, yeah. Yeah, and then, like...
So I guess the other tycoon games aren't related to him, or...
That's what I was about to say. I don't think just because it has tycoon in the name that it's automatically associated with these games.
I assumed all the tycoon games were in the same series, like, and they were getting together and like, yeah, what's the new tycoon thing? I assume they had a copyright on tycoon or something.
Maybe it's such a general term that they couldn't copyright just
so
that
just
term.
Anyone just could come word. Along and you know headphone tycoon,
right,
podcast tycoon.
That's new game be, yeah. Podcast tycoon, get on it, Eric.
How do we win this game?
All right, so are you ready for some fun facts?
Yeah, I'm ready for some fun facts.
All right. So, fun fact number one, Roller Coaster Tycoon was originally titled White Knuckle, but it was changed right before release to associate it more with Transport Tycoon, I guess because that game did well, and White it was similar knuckle. Enough, they wanted to make sure people knew that, like maybe they thought it would increase the sales, but yeah, while they were creating it and everything, they called it White Knuckle. I'm not sure why, maybe because like you're holding on to the bars of the roller coaster so tight, like you get white knuckles or something.
I wouldn't necessarily associate that with roller coaster. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it was eventually obviously changed so that it could be more associated with the Transport Tycoon.
Yeah, I can't imagine us talking about the game series White Knuckle as opposed to Roller Coaster Tycoon.
So, roller Coaster Tycoon, I think, is better because you like immediately know what you're gonna get. Like,
oh yeah,
yeah. White Knuckle, I would probably think that would be a fighting game, but
yeah, or some other type of game.
Fun fact number two. Sorry, this one is like really nostalgic because like I remember this happening with a lot of things. But if anyone was alive that's listening, if you were alive in the early 2000s. Do you remember when packaged food companies would offer you, like, products or, like, promotional, like, CD-ROMs would come in, like, magazines or in, like, cereal boxes or whatever.
You get, like, game demo discs.
Yeah, demo discs or, like, AOL or, like... But then there was also, like, the other kind where it didn't come in the box, but you could like ship your proof of purchase in and then they would send you something back. Like, do you remember those kinds? Yeah, you'd
like, it'd be like the cereal box things. You'd cut out a bunch of tabs or something from that.
Yeah, like I'm sure a lot less people did that because it's like way more work. But in 2003, Pillsbury offered a free copy of Roller Coaster Tycoon to anyone that sent in a proof of purchase barcode from specially marked boxes of Totino's pizza rolls or Pillsbury toaster strudels. Which, honestly, back then, those were probably like two of my favorite foods.
Wow, you could have been getting this game for free.
Who knows? Like, we had the game, and I'm pretty sure my brother wouldn't have mailed something in to get it for free.
Is it because you ate a bunch of...
We could have gotten it free somewhere else. Who knows? Or, like, I'm not really sure how my brother got it. Somehow we had Roller Coaster Tycoon, though.
You got it because you guys like pizza rolls.
But, yeah. So, like, back in 2003, if you were eating pizza rolls or toaster strudels, you could have had a free copy, a free CD-ROM copy of Roller Coaster Tycoon.
So that deal is not still going on.
No. I mean, you could try it. You have to have the specially marked box, though.
Oh. What if you found one of those boxes online somewhere?
I don't know. Do you think they still have those CD-ROMs of Roller Coaster Tycoon just sitting around Pillsbury just in case?
I'm sure they're in a warehouse somewhere.
All right. Fun fact number three. Minecraft creator Marcus Persson was a fan of Roller Coaster Tycoon for the way it allowed players to construct elaborate designs. So he actually credits two games, Roller Coaster Tycoon and another like more fantasy game called Dungeon Keeper, for the two games that inspired him to make Minecraft.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would imagine Roller Coaster Tycoon inspiring a bunch of other games.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it is a very sandbox game. I can definitely see how it would inspire another sandbox game like Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. So, like, possibly without Roller Coaster Tycoon, we might not have ever gotten Minecraft. And lastly, fun fact number four. And I really like this one. And I hope if you're listening and you're like, you know, get your phone out because... If you're not driving or whatever, on the back of the game's U.S. box, so like, you know, the packaging that you bought it in the U.S., the game developer Chris Sawyer can be seen riding a real roller coaster on the back.
Oh, really?
So like, if you look on the back of the case, there's like some screenshots of like the gameplay, but there's like a real picture of a roller coaster. And a guy that has his arms up in the air, you know, like what you do when you're riding a roller coaster. You're like, woo.
Yeah.
That's Chris Sawyer. So here, I'll show you the picture because I have it pulled up. But yeah. See him right there? The little. If you have the case, he's like the guy on the back in the bottom left-hand corner. And he's riding the roller coaster.
It looks like he's having
but
so much
that's
fun.
That's Chris Sawyer. That's the developer. That's what he looks like. If you want to know. I thought that was cool because you always see like the people on the video game boxes and at least I'm always like, I wonder who that is. Well, in this case, it's not just some random model. It's someone that actually worked on the game.
He is a model in my mind.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. That's an interesting fact. Those are some good fun facts.
Thank you. I tried.
Yeah, good job.
I think overall this game is just really fun. You get to be really creative and I don't know, it's just a good idea.
Yeah,
like I think almost anyone would have fun playing this.
Yeah, game. It's a good series. Good series of games.
All right, Eric, so what are some of like the things that you like most about this game?
I like the mechanics of the game. Like the, you know, design your own theme park. There's a ton of customization you can do from the colors of the rides to the roller coasters themselves. Mm-hmm. Just the basic mechanics are really solid. You know, build a theme, you build a roller coaster, people pay to go on it and you get a bunch of money.
Yeah.
And then you build another roller coaster.
Exactly. I have pretty much that's the same thing for my first one. I put like, you have so much freedom, you know, you get to pretty much do whatever you want. Like if you want to have a theme park that's 30 roller coasters and nothing else, you can do that. If you want to have a theme park that's just merry-go-rounds, you could do that, you know, like, you can do whatever you want, like, it doesn't have to be a theme park real people would go to, like, you could just be, you know, the craziest thing you think of, you can make it into a theme park.
Yeah, you're only limited by your own imagination.
Exactly. And, like, that you can be as creative or as boring as you want, you know, if you're feeling super creative, you can, like, create your own roller coasters, you can, like, name your own rides and things like that. But then if you're feeling lazy, they have rides that are just pre-made that you can just plop down and, like, open it up, basically.
Yep. Here's a roller coaster already pre-designed.
It's just, like, so much freedom. You can be as creative as you want, as lazy as you want. You can be as extra or as laid back. Like,
yeah.
It's just... You know, a lot of different directions.
More focused just on the sandbox design or the gameplay financial stuff.
Yeah.
So one of the things I like is that it's very satisfying once you finally get a roller coaster finished and it works properly.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a learning curve to get an idea of like how fast the coaster needs to go in order for it to rate well. Like I've accidentally built a lot of coasters that are ultra extreme because they're going so fast. And then also I've gone the other way where I've built some that are like just too slow and boring. But yeah, it's fun getting to like learning where the happy medium spot is, where they rate well.
Yeah. Like I'll talk about that a little bit later because that's kind of in my under like some of my cons of like building the roller coaster. But I will say building a roller coaster in itself has its own pros and cons.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like, you can be really creative. There's a lot of options. Like you said, you can change the colors. You can name it and all this stuff. But just, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll talk about those.
So what's something else that you liked?
Let's focus on the positives all the first. Options. But, like, I like all the, I guess, different ways that you have to think about stuff. It's not just building rides. Because you have to think about your guests. Like, they need restrooms. They need things to eat. They need things to drink. They need, you need to put trash cans in. You know, you have to think about how clean your amusement park is.
You got to hire those janitors.
Yeah, you have to have mechanics. So if your ride breaks down, you know, there's someone there that can come fix it. It's just, like, a lot of different things that you can do, I guess. Like, a lot of different things you have to think about because you are literally, like, running a business.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
And so it's just, you have to think about the money. You have to think about making people happy. You have to think about safety. You have to think about all these different things.
You have to think about how people are going to get around your park, too.
Yeah, you can even do, like, ad campaigns and coupons and stuff like that. So, like, I think it really does a good job of, like, what it really would be like to manage an amusement park or a business, you know? I mean, not totally real, but, like, just real as far as just, like, everything you have to think about and do.
Yeah.
And I think that's really fun.
Yeah, I agree with that. So one of the things I liked is the custom scenario tool.
What is that? Because I didn't use that too much.
So it basically allows you to do the initial setup of the park, like the setting, the landscape, the goals, and then you play the custom scenario like you would play the regular game.
Oh, okay. So it's like the regular game, except for like the goals being predetermined. You get to kind of choose what the goals are.
You can choose what your own goals are.
Okay.
And then you'd play it like the regular game. You could also do like a sandbox mode where you just have unlimited funds and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what I did. I went nuts.
If you just want to like just build a bunch of roller coasters. But at the same time, for me, if you want to play, actually like have the experience of playing the game.
Yeah.
You have money going in, going out. Like, is this a good park or a bad park, you know?
Yeah. I played some of the, I guess, the, like...
The campaign? The
scenarios. Yeah, I played some of the campaign, but I didn't set up my own goals. I just played with, like, whatever the predetermined goals
and you
were.
And you can just play the regular game, too. If you want to be lame and boring.
Yeah, I played that a little bit, and then I switched over to the sandbox thing because I just wanted to, like, see what I wanted to be able to have everything and see like what all the options would be if you just had like, you know, all the funds ever.
Yeah.
Or unlimited funds or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. You run out of money fast in the regular
game. It's so true. I will say having unlimited funds is really fun. You don't have to worry about anything. Another thing I like is that you can speed up time. So like if you want to play on I guess real time that you can.
Yeah.
But then there's like two fast forward modes that you can play in. So if you are playing like a regular campaign mode or the one like Eric was just talking about where you make up your own goals, if you're just playing on like regular time, sometimes it takes a really long time to like get up the funds to like make a new roller coaster.
Absolutely.
Or something.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you put it in fast forward mode, you can just like speed up time and like the money accumulates faster, and then you don't have to like actually wait for those funds to build up in real time. Like you can just speed things up, and then that way you can carry on and make like a roller coaster or whatever, because you'll have money.
Yeah, assuming that things don't go horribly awry when you speed up time.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
All of a sudden all my paths are disgusting, all my rides are broken, like,
yeah, true.
Oh yeah, I gotta do all the extra stuff.
Yeah, that's, you know, good point. But it's, yeah, like it does give you a good perspective of all the things that you have going wrong too, because you'll know real quick if you need more janitors or more mechanics or whatever.
Yeah, those problems will propagate quicker.
Yeah.
One of the other things I liked was the fact that you can actually test the coasters while you're still building them. They'll like show up as like kind of a ghost train.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see if a particular design feature will work right away rather than having to finish the entire roller coaster before being able to test it. I mean, I usually forget that this feature exists.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm like, I wish I would have known about that. Yeah,
until after I finish building the coaster, but it's helpful once you remember that it's there.
Yeah. Yeah, very true. And like another thing that I like about like the roller coaster thing is that there's an autocomplete button. So like if you're stuck and you're not really sure how to complete a roller coaster or something like that, you can click on that and it'll just like automatically complete it for you.
Yeah, or at least attempt to.
Yeah, or attempt to. It's not always like the most exciting thing, but like it'll get it done,
yeah.
You know? Because sometimes it's just you get frustrated, or at least I did, like at the end, because like you did all this work creating all this cool stuff, but then you didn't think ahead to like match it up at the end, and you're like, ah, crap.
I mean, you do have to give yourself a little space to create the circuit, but yeah.
I like that there's just like many ways to play the game. So you have campaign mode, you have sandbox mode, you have mode where you can create your own goals. There's like, you can do a water park, you know, like there's different kinds of like theme parks you can open up. And like, also I like seeing how other people play the game too. Like if you go online, you can see people's roller coasters and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, or just me watching you play the game. Like everyone does it so differently, because this is just a game that's so wide open, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun to see like what other people do with the game. Like I saw this thing when I was doing my research that like this guy on Reddit posted that it took him 10 years to complete his amusement park in this game. Yeah. And like he made it so detailed that, yeah, it took him 10 years to complete like his amusement park.
Jeez.
It only took 4 years to make Disney World, I think, is what I read. I think Disney World or Disneyland. It only took 4 years for that. So it's like, this guy went all in, you know.
Must have been a really cool theme park.
Oh, I'm sure it was really cool. I remember, like, I read this other guy created a roller coaster that lasted, in real time, it lasted like a year or something. And, like, and I think he named it, like, Mr. Bones Good Time Thrills or something like that. So, like, by the time people actually got off of it, they were like, I'm ready to get off Mr. Bones Good Time Thrills or whatever. It's just, like, people are just, I don't know. It's just silly. I love how different everyone is and how, like, some people do silly stuff like that. Some people try to make it as realistic as possible. Some
fun.
People are just trying to murder everyone. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's just fun. Fun times.
That's really funny.
What's something else you like?
I had a couple that were kind of pros and cons, but I'll save those until, like, the between section, I guess.
I think we're at the between section.
We're at the between section?
Yeah.
All right. So, graphically, this looks like how you think a game from 2004 would look.
Yeah, true.
Complete with the very blocky looking people and horrible looking title screen. God, I hate that title screen.
Yeah, it's bad.
All right. However, I will say that seeing your amusement park lit up at night looks really good considering when this game came out.
Like, yeah.
I was like, just with all the lighting effects and the scenery and stuff, it actually looks really good.
Yeah, yours looked really cool at night. You had like 5,000 tiki torches all over the place. Like,
it did finally,
it looked really neat.
It did finally start slowing down a little bit towards the end.
Yeah.
The lag finally caught up with it. You can only have so many tiki torches, I guess.
Yeah, and I like another in-between thing for me, too. I'll talk about the roller coaster creation now. It's because, like, actually creating the roller coaster is pretty fun. But it's like, it takes a while to kind of learn how to do it. Like, you have to figure out when you can insert certain things and when you can't.
Yeah.
There's two different things you have to choose. Like, so it's like, for one, what direction do you want the, like, rail to go in?
Yeah.
And then the other one is, do you want it inclined steeply, like declined? Do you want it to just be like whatever level it's already at? And for me, that's where I would like get kind of confused and it would slow me down because I would have to, I mean, my brain just doesn't work like that, I guess. But I wish, like, I don't know, maybe in the newer games, it's like more about just dragging your mouse where you want the rail to go.
I feel like, the coasters would look horrible if there was just someone dragging their mouse.
I feel like there could just be an easier way, just like mechanics-wise, building the roller coaster. I feel like they could have made
it piece by piece, like just be able to like draw it.
Yeah, I feel like they just kind of made it easier. Like, at least for me, it was just, I don't know, kind of complicated for me to think about all the different things.
You're also trying to do it in a 3D space, which would make it a lot more complicated.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I wasn't that good at making the roller coasters. Actually, I mean, I had fun doing it, but I actually had more fun just clicking the rides that were already made.
Yeah.
And putting those in and, like, naming them and, like, picking the colors and changing the price and all that stuff.
Yeah. I got you. So another one of my kind of in-between things is there are a lot of different roller coasters in this game.
Yeah.
Which is good because, you know, you have so many to choose from.
Yeah, but it, like, increases the, like, uniqueness of your park, you know? The more options, the less likely someone else is going to have, like, all the exact same roller coasters as you.
Yeah, yeah. So it's good. It's good for a game focused on building roller coasters. However, I'll say most of them are very similar to the point where I would rather have them just add the mechanic into an already existing roller coaster instead of making me build a whole new roller coaster just to, you know, have a specific mechanic. So, so I'm thinking like, okay, the corkscrew coaster could just be like a corkscrew in a regular coaster or something.
Yeah, true.
Or the lay down or stand up, like you could just select that from a list or something, or,
yeah,
or looping or inverted or.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, just some things I could have streamlined a little bit more.
Yeah, and, like, and that way I could take an existing roller coaster and I could just be like, okay, this will be a lay down coaster now or something, because you build the tracks the same exact way.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just, but it's like, if you think about like Six Flags, like the Six Flags we have here in Atlanta, like, a lot of the roller coasters are very similar. It's just, like, one you stand up on, one you're flying like Superman, one you're sitting down like a normal thing. You know, it's just, like, kind of gimmicky in a way. Like, they're not that different, just a little different, you know?
Yeah, they gotta have that gimmick. So you have some in-between stuff or just cons? That's all mine.
Just regular cons. Like, I think they could have just made this game a little bit more intuitive. Like, I think if you played a lot of the other games, if you played Roller Coaster Tycoon, the original one or the second one, then probably the third one wasn't that hard. You know, you probably remember. Yeah. But, like, I only played very little bit when I was a long time ago. Like, when it came out, probably. So I really didn't remember anything about, like, how to play. So I had to watch some of the tutorials, which we all know I hate tutorials. Like, because I tried to play without watching tutorials and I was like, I'm lost.
You're not gonna know what to do.
I was like, this is not intuitive at all. Let me just go ahead and watch these stupid videos or whatever and like learn. And then I watched a couple of those, and then eventually I was just like, Eric, come sit with me and tell me how to do it. Because it's just easier for my brain that way.
Yeah, I also had that as a con, and It's like one of those things, like when you click on a ride, like you might want to like rename it or repaint it or something.
Yeah.
There are like these eight little tiny buttons tucked away in the bottom right, and they each give you a different screen. Mm-hmm. So like almost every time I need to do everything, I like click on a ride, and then I'm going through those buttons like, okay, which one gets me to the name?
Yeah, because it's hard to remember where everything is just because there's so many little mini menus.
Yeah,
you know,
little mini menus should be the name of this game.
And that's like another thing that I don't like is all the mini menus, the how to navigate around the map. Like, I don't know, it was just the controls seem very sensitive. So if I just wanted to like move the perspective like a little bit, sometimes I would try that, but it would just go crazy and I would end up like on a totally different section of the map because like
I feel like we probably could have fixed that for you in the settings.
Yeah, maybe. Also, where they put like the X to close some of the menus is in an awkward place.
It's in the very tiny portion right, but yeah, it's like in the really it's in the corner.
Yeah,
it's but like then when in you the go corners. To the corner, like you also scroll by going to the sides and corners.
Exactly. So yeah, so basically like if you take your mouse and you go to the edge of the screen, then you move in that direction. And they put the X for the close the menu right in the corner of the like screen so that pretty much you're going to be moved to a different part of the map trying to close out a freaking menu, and it's really annoying.
Yeah.
I don't know why they put it there.
Yeah, the design of the user interface is bad. I'll just say that.
Yeah. Do you have any more cons here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got it.
Oh, yeah.
Mini cons.
Really?
Okay. So this game needs an undo button.
Oh, yeah, it does.
There's so many times I've accidentally put a hole in the ground that I didn't mean to while building a roller coaster, and once you go back and fix the coaster, you're still left with an ugly hole in the ground. Maybe there is one, and I just couldn't find it in the crappy user interface.
I mean, there is like so many buttons to, like, you can click on.
Yeah, I would get annoyed because I'm like, I don't want to have to go back and manually like try to re-level the ground.
Yeah. I actually don't have any more, so I'm going to let you take the floor.
Okay. So did you mess with the character design tool at all?
Character design tool? Like for mascots or something?
No, for the game. Like you can design characters in the game. Did you know that?
For like your customers that are walking around?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No.
So you could build like a custom family.
Oh, okay. So you could make like your little family if you want, or
yeah, exactly.
I don't know, just whatever, like a random family, a wrestling family, or I don't know.
Yeah. So my con is this character design tool is horrible.
I didn't even think about that. I don't know. That seems like, why would you want to do that? Just,
I don't know. So you can have yourself at the park or something, okay. I guess. Yeah. Or maybe your friends.
Yeah, you and your friends or you and your family or something. Or
yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's almost so bad that I kind of wish they had just left it out.
Well, I'm glad I didn't know about it then.
Yeah. So you basically pick from a few pre-made heads and bodies. And in fact, I feel like the only reason it exists in the game is so that they could say it's a thing in the game. Like maybe they
just another thing to add to the list that you can do.
They could put that on the box art or something, like design your own characters. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you have like four choices of heads and four choices of bodies.
Ooh, the diversity.
Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, this is not good. And then my final con is that you can't actually kill people in this version of the game.
Yeah, what's up with that?
That
man?
Was one of the best parts. You would build a roller coaster, you'd have it go straight up, then you'd have it go straight to the ground. And then you would open it.
Kill everyone.
You would say, power launch mode, so you don't have to finish the circuit. And then you would say, wait until full load. You get as many people in there as you can, and you just launch it into something. You launch it out into the air. You can launch it into another roller coaster.
I agree with you on this one, because you know what? Real amusement parks do kill people sometimes. Yeah. I know our Six Flags is at least probably 10 people have died on the roller coasters.
Yeah.
Different ones, but you know, I mean, it's rare, but it does happen, and you should be able to kill people.
So what happens in this game to prevent that is, like, you know, you run the train in the ground or something.
Mm-hmm.
The train will come to a stop. The people will get out of
the
train.
On the ground?
Yeah, on the ground. The people just get out of the train, and then the train will explode after the people get out of it.
That's stupid. They should just not even have it explode at that point then. Like, if you're not going to kill anyone, what's the point? If you're going to let us pretend to be God, let us pretend to be God.
Exactly. All right. So moving on, let's talk about strategy.
Oh,
yeah. I know you had a bunch for this.
I do, actually. I mean, it's all stupid crap. It's like the most basic things you could probably think of. But, I mean, I got to put it out there. So, whatever. I'm a gaming noob, so other gaming noobs can follow my strategy. If you're more experienced, you can follow Eric's strategy, probably. So, first, make sure you cover all your bases. Don't just build rides. Build shops, restaurants, information desks. You got to have ATMs, like... You gotta have shows and stuff like that.
You gotta,
like,
build all the things.
Make sure it's well rounded. Yeah. If you're that's what you're trying to do, you know.
I said basically the same thing because I said each guest has a different profile.
Yeah.
Where they like a specific type, like maybe they like gentle rides, mm-hmm. or maybe they like ultra extreme rides.
Yeah. Or maybe like when family has kids or something, you gotta put some like junior rides in there.
Oh, you know?
It's always funny, like, at the beginning, I feel like you kind of forget that you need to put, like, restrooms and stuff out, you know? And you get excited, and you're like, rides. And then you start looking at people's thoughts, and they're like, I gotta go to the bathroom, or, like, all this stuff. And it's like, oh, crap, yeah, I guess people would have to use the bathroom. And, like, I guess people would need trash cans. Like, where are they supposed to put, you know, their soda cans and stuff?
Yeah. Good advice.
A good thing to do is to put the restrooms at the exit lines for the most exciting rides, because people will need to throw up after they get off.
I learned that from the first Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah.
You always have the bathrooms near the exits of the intense rides.
Yes. Another thing is, which I already said during the pros, but is to use the auto finish button. Like, when you're making the roller coasters, if you're stuck. Like, I found that to be super helpful.
Yeah.
And, like, it kept me from having a freak out moment.
It's like, why won't you connect?
Well, it's like, you spend so much time working on a roller coaster, and if you don't think all the way ahead, it's, like, really sad at the end if you can't get it finished. So, I found it really helpful to use the auto-complete button.
For me, like, the roller coaster build... mode is really similar to the first one. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it was actually not hard for me to learn it at all, just because I played the first one.
Yeah, for sure. Another helpful thing is to don't ignore the ad campaigns. Like, go in, set up coupons or free attractions or whatever, and you can, like, run your ad campaigns. You get to pick, like, I think there's like 3 or 4 different publications, you know, you can do, like a national newspaper, like college newspaper or something, and then I forgot what else. But
so it depends on what demographic you're trying to attract.
Exactly. So I thought it's kind of like, because, well, I have a marketing background, but I thought it was kind of fun to go in there and play with like the different campaigns you can do. I do wish they would let you run them like indefinitely instead of just picking like 4 weeks or whatever.
Oh yeah,
because if you have it on fast forward mode, 4 weeks is like really fast, so you have to like keep clicking in there. But I found that was a really helpful way to boost the sales and get people in.
Advertising is the thing that works.
Another thing is, like, make sure you hire enough staff. Make sure you keep an eye on, like, how many janitors you have, how many mechanics you have, because the more you build, the faster you will need more staff members.
Yeah, I would usually, like, set up janitors to different parts of the park.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I don't like is sometimes they would quit, and then the part where I'd, like, have where their paths are would also go away because they quit. I couldn't just hire another person to have those same paths.
Oh, dang.
So that was kind of annoying. So it was like, whenever I hired a janitor, I went ahead and just gave him the most amount of money. And then also, if you train him, like, you can hit the train button a few times, and they will work a lot faster.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I, like, didn't even realize you could train them.
I felt like it kind of got lost in the user interface.
Yeah, I didn't even see that. But yeah, just make sure you have enough people to run everything. You don't want a gross rundown amusement park. People aren't going to come to that. What's one of the things that you have?
So roller coasters need parts of the ride where the trains aren't moving extremely fast.
So you need variation, like fast and slow.
Yeah, so apparently you just...
Like a real roller coaster.
You can't just go as fast, like you can't just go all the way up and then do like 20 loops, you know. You gotta have some variation in speed.
Yeah.
Of the trains.
I mean, have you ever been on a bad roller coaster? It is not fun. I think of the Ninja from Six Flags here. It is so jerky. And even I remember being like a child, I would get off that roller coaster and like my back and neck would hurt. You know, it's like, that's not right.
Felt like I was.
It would just bang your head around so much. Like, ugh.
I felt like I was in the minority of people. I actually liked the Ninja.
I think you're forgetting how awful it is.
I didn't like the Georgia Cyclone.
That one was kind of jerky too, but I didn't think it was as bad.
Yeah, I was not a fan of the Cyclone.
But yeah, that's a good strategy. Like when you're building a roller coaster, you kind of need your ups and downs. And it can't just be 80 like loops in a row where people are just going to throw up the whole time.
Yeah, you just go as high as you can so you have as much momentum to get through as many cool things as possible.
Yeah. Basically, the happier the people are, the more money they will spend.
Yeah, that's true.
That is like the biggest piece of strategy. Like, just try to make everyone happy.
You can't please everyone, though, can you?
Almost.
So that's not true, what they say.
Yeah. And last, and probably my most important piece of strategy, and it's very evil. When it rains, jack up the prices of the umbrellas.
It's a rude thing. You might lose Best Value Park if you do that. You know, whatever. You get awards.
I don't care about the awards. But it's funny. It's like, I don't know. It's just like, how many times have you been at a concert or like a Disney World or something? And it's like, starts raining. And of course, the ponchos are like $15. Whereas when you're out in the real world, ponchos are like $2.
Like 2 cents. So it's like, yeah, pay $15 for a piece of plastic.
Exactly. So I did not feel too guilty. I'm like, this is just regular amusement park ethics right here.
That's true. They would do it to you.
Yes, which I caught you doing it. So I know you stole my strategy on that.
I learned it from you, Nikki.
I know. You stole it from me. And I stole it from people on the internet.
Yeah, you stole it from somebody else. All right, moving on. What's the future look like for the Roller Coaster Tycoon series?
So as far as I can tell, there's really not too much happening. Like, they seem to keep up with the Roller Coaster Tycoon Touch game pretty regularly. I think I counted like maybe 6 or 7 new like special updates and special DLC or like whatever that they released for that game. Mm-hmm. But as far as like a new game or a movie or anything like that, yeah, no. I didn't find anything.
Yeah.
I did see that Sony owns the rights to make it into like a TV or film thing. But I feel like they own the rights for a lot of random stuff, you
Why?
Know, like the How Just would you... Dance, because they own the rights for Just Dance too. And it's like, okay, let's not make a movie or anything you about this game.
You don't want to see the movie of Roller Coaster Tycoon, right? Where an evil tycoon guy starts building roller coasters to launch people on the sides of buildings.
I mean, you know what? There are not enough roller coaster movies out there, but I don't know how they're going to turn this game into a movie. There's literally no, like, story.
Yeah, that's true. Nothing you could do.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past them. You know, Hollywood has done some really bad stuff, so. But yeah, I think Sony is just out there buying the rights to, like, all these different things just in case, like, you know. Like, just in case they get a big idea or something. They don't want anyone else to, like, be able to make a Roller Coaster Tycoon movie.
Suddenly, a game comes out and there's this detailed story and everyone's like, make it a movie.
Yeah. We need it. Roller Coaster Tycoon. The movie.
All right. So, yeah, I didn't find anything for the future.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that, like, the most recent... Roller Coaster Tycoon game, the World one, which came out for the computer that wasn't like Android
2016.
Or Apple, was bad.
Yeah, it was real bad.
Yeah, it was glitchy, it was buggy, it had a crappy user interface. Like,
that's exactly why we didn't play it.
Yeah.
Like I said, like the Steam reviews were really bad.
I think we should have played it. I mean, you know.
I mean, we could do a bonus episode, maybe.
Maybe.
I feel like it'll be a waste of money, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, we might only get to play it for, like, an hour and then
I think I saw a sale, like, 70, 80% off. So, you know, play it for, like, $4.
It needs to be free. If it's free, we'll do a bonus episode.
All right.
All right, Eric. So, did you create an amusement park with 10 roller coasters with an excitement rating of at least 6?
I did.
Wow. Was it a good challenge?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Was it was it easy or was it hard? Or was it just in the middle?
It wasn't too hard, but it did take time to design all those roller coasters.
Okay.
Because I feel like that can a pretty tedious, time-consuming process.
Oh, yeah. It took me like at least an hour to make a roller coaster.
Yeah. But it was fun. Like, I enjoyed it.
Awesome. So, do you want to tell me the names of your... Did you, like, give your roller coasters cool names? Or did you just keep them, like, whatever they were defaulted to?
I will not only tell you the name of each coaster I designed, I will tell you the type and the rating it got.
Okay.
The excitement rating.
All right. Let's go.
So, from worst to best, my worst coaster was called Fart. Drifting Coaster got a score of 6.47. Temple Explorer... Not my most creative name.
Is that number 9?
Yeah, it's Mine Train Coaster with a score of 6.58. We have Weird Straight Line Thingy, which is a Dizzy Dropper Coaster with a score of 6.68. Barf Attack 1, a Spinning Wild Mouse Coaster with a score of 6.69.
Wow, nice.
The Beach Bum, a Hyper Coaster with a score of 7.03. We have Stang, a Corkscrew Coaster with a score of 7.25. A coaster called Finish This Later, an inverted impulse coaster with a score of 7.40.
Ooh, we're getting high.
A coaster called Spaghetti, but but Spaghetti is spelled wrong because I don't know how to spell spaghetti.
Good job.
Which is a laydown coaster with a score of 7.59. We have Wiggles the Slow Snake, which is my second best.
I'd ride that.
My second best coaster. I thought it was way too slow. It was a Giga coaster with a score of 7.95. And finally, Bob the Roller Coaster. A multi-dimensional coaster with a score of 8.35.
Oh, so what happens if you get like a 9? Is that when people start puking the whole way through? Or can you...
No,
did
that,
you get one that was more this exciting?
This isn't excitement. This is... that's intensity is what you're talking about.
Oh.
So that's a different...
So statistic. How do they judge excitement then?
I think I actually had that problem where most of these were just too exciting. Because
too
like my
exciting.
One of my highest rated one was Wiggles the Slow Snake, where I just thought the coaster was going way too slow. Like it barely made it over this thing. It barely made it into this loop, you know. It's just
but
going.
That's like your second most exciting one.
Yeah, but the intensity was lower. So
Just goes to show.
Yeah.
Just because it's intense doesn't mean it's exciting.
It's true. Oh, yeah. So
No wrap this week.
All right.
Darn.
Are you excited to get here? The new game.
Yeah.
And we are finally doing a racing game.
Okay. All right. Racing. Vroom, vroom.
No, you're excited.
Zoom, zoom. Drifting. Yeah. That's all the race terms I know.
Do you want to take a guess?
Mario Kart.
No.
Dang it.
It's an older game.
Super Speed Demon 5000.
That's not a game.
How do you know? It could be a game.
This seems like something you're making up.
Daytona Beach 2014.
Daytona is definitely a series of racing games. I don't know if that specific one is one.
All right, I give up.
Okay. We are going to be playing Road Rash for the Sega Genesis.
Road Rash?
Yes, we're going to get into the world of underground illegal motorcycle racing.
Oh, no. All right. So this is motorcycle racing, not cars.
Yes.
Okay. All right. What's my challenge going to be?
Okay, so you're going to have four objectives.
Babe, that's four challenges. You're breaking the rules.
Well, these are kind of like smaller things. So
I'm going to have to remember four different things.
Yeah, four different things.
You're going to have to write this on a post-it for me or something.
Okay, objective number one, win a race.
Okay.
I feel like several of these you could do like at the same time.
Okay. All right.
Objective one, win a race. Objective two, knock someone off a bike with a club.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Objective three, advance to level two.
Uh-oh.
And objective four, buy a Panda 600 motorcycle.
Panda 600?
Yeah, buy a Panda 600.
That sounds more like a broom in Harry Potter or something than it does a motorcycle.
Real? Probably a real motorcycle. I don't know.
Is that like a cute panda painted on the side of it?
It has lots of panda. No, no, it does not. It doesn't even look like a panda. I'm not sure why it's called a panda. I think it's a brand or something. I don't know anything
about it. It's a fake brand, probably.
I don't know anything about motorcycles.
It's probably, all right. Probably, yeah, though. You're definitely going to have to write those down on a post-it for me so I can have that list, because I'm not going to remember that all. It was win a race.
Win a race.
Knock someone off with a club.
With a club.
Advance to level
two,
and get a Panda 600 motorcycle.
Exactly.
Okay.
You got it.
Locked. It's locked and locked in. It's not going anywhere.
All right. We'll see how it goes. I'm pretty confident you should be able to do it.
Do we have this game?
Yes.
Like, you already owned it, or do you like have to order it from eBay?
This is a game from my childhood.
Oh, okay. Okay. Were you good at it when you were a kid?
No.
All right. Okay. Interesting.
All right.
Well, I'm excited.
Yeah. We'll see you guys next time.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
As always, if you like what you heard, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Instagram. And we always want to know what your opinions are. Have you played Roller Coaster Tycoon? Did you like it? Let us know. Bye.